This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 3rd, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Boeing Commercial Airplanes will have all its plants running today for the first time in 57 days. In a ratification vote on Saturday, 27,000 members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers decided to end their strike. 74% voted to accept a four-year contract covering facilities in Washington, Oregon, Kansas, and California. The contract calls for general wage increases of 15% over 4 years, an immediate 16% pension increase, and lump sum signing bonuses of at least $8,000. 4 years is a term longer than Boeing wanted, but short of the 5 years originally demanded by the union. National Business Aviation Association President Ed Bolin says NBAA has signed a joint letter with the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, asking the Transportation Security Administration for an extension of the comment period on its proposed large aircraft security program. The controversial plan would bring closer TSA oversight to Part 91 operations and the operators of any aircraft over 12,500 pounds. The proposal was published on Thursday in the Federal Register, triggering a 60-day comment period that both aviation groups contend is inadequate. Bolin added, quote, "It's important that whatever is done to promote security be tailored to the operation and the risk involved. It also has to be prudent, effective, reasonable, and workable. This proposal does not appear to be in line with those principles. I think our comments will be substantial," unquote. NBAA has added a link for members to comment from its website at nbaa.org. On Thursday, the National Transportation Safety Board released its preliminary report on the crash of a medevac flight September 27th near Andrews Air Force Base in Maryland. The report stated the pilot's request for an airport surveillance radar approach into Andrews was denied by a controller on duty, who said he was not current and qualified to provide that service. The Aerospatiale AS-365 medevac helicopter designated Trooper 2 hit trees and terrain in fog about 2 miles short of the runway at Andrews. Pilot Stephen Bunker and three others died. There was one survivor. Representative Dutch Ruppersberger said, quote, "That surprises me as a member of Congress who comes in and out of Andrews when I go to Iraq, Afghanistan, whatever, that any helicopter, any plane in distress cannot be helped in a fog situation. When there's a life on the line, we do certain things," unquote. CBS reports the FAA says it's not a requirement that controllers at Andrews be trained for ASR because controllers trained in the procedure are available at a regional facility in Warrenton, Virginia. The NTSB's investigation will continue. Grobe Aerospace has been treading financial water looking for needed investment. On Thursday, CEO Niall Olver broke the bad news that the storied plane maker has filed for full insolvency. Effective today, most Grobe employees are being laid off. A statement on the company's website attributed to Olver reads in part, quote, "As we already announced, Grobe Aerospace was forced to enter the preliminary insolvency process on August 18, 2008. Since this time, all of our efforts have been towards researching a new investor to allow continuing our business in the best possible way. Despite a number of ongoing promising negotiations with various parties, we have unfortunately not been able to secure a new investor within the time frame allowed by German law. A core team will remain in Matsus to keep business activities running on a minimum scale." This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Russia says a crashed 737 was being flown by pilots with false credentials. Searchers think they found enough remains to finally ID Steve Fawcett. And a Blue Angel pilot is charged with being less than angelic. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today in my weekly chat with CFI Bob Miller, we'll cover thoughts on two pilots who filed an instrument flight plan without holding instrument ratings and briefly touch on the current controversy at the National Association of Flight Instructors. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.